Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of the XPRIZE Cars Podcast. I'm Eric Boyd. Today I bring you an interview with Eric Paulson and Sandu Pesquero of AlphaCore, or Paulson Hybrid. And I conducted this interview on March 21st, 2008 at the New York Auto Show. AlphaCore has an interesting technology which allows them to retrofit an electric motor externally onto the rear or front wheels of a vehicle. And then they put a controller and battery in the trunk, and thus they have a very simple way to retrofit any vehicle into, you know, either an electric vehicle or a hybrid vehicle if they leave the original gasoline engine in. So they plan to retrofit a mainstream class car and race that. Without further ado, here's an interview with them where they further explain this technology. I'm sitting here with Eric Paulson of AlphaCore and Sandu Pesquero, also of AlphaCore, and they are an Automotive XPRIZE team. If I could get you to talk about your team for a little bit, that would be great. So, you know, introduce yourself.
I am Ulrich Paulsen. I founded this company, AlphaCore, the company Alpha, in 82, and that company manufactures, and its sister company, Tortran, manufactures electrical components like transformers, specialty cables, magnetic cores for transformers. And we branched into the automotive business recently, actually this year, when we started the hybrid development, which we're talking about.
Great. Do you say how you found out about the Automotive XPRIZE?
Well, that was all over the press even a year ago. And with our development, we found it was natural to join up, partly because we admire the purpose, the idea of the XPRIZE, and also because we felt that that would be a good way to get exposure on our particular development. And maybe we also think we are optimistic enough to believe that we have an actual chance of winning the race.
$10 million.
Yeah, everyone wants the $10 million.
It's a good incentive too, isn't it?
I was stuck with that, but anyway.
Okay, well, so let's move into talking about your technology. Why do you think you can win?
Our technology is basically to develop a system that can be retrofitted onto a traditional car, and in the process turning it into a plug-in hybrid vehicle. And it works by attaching powerful DC motors to the rear wheels, externally onto the rear wheels of a traditional vehicle. That means, first and foremost, the transition does not affect the steering components or the braking components or the suspension, and thus in very small degree affects the safety of the vehicle. And also, and secondly, the transition, the actual retrofitting or conversion process is easy and can be done without major surgery to the vehicle. In fact, a guy who is basically mechanically adept can make the transformation in 2 to 3 hours in his backyard without even putting the car on a lift. But that's not the way we want it to operate. We believe that we will and should appoint authorized converters who can do it in the same fashion as the brake people and the muffler people who are used to taking cars in and working on cars.
So in terms of the Automotive XPRIZE, you intend to retrofit a regular mainstream class car and race it?
Yes, and we don't know which particular car we will choose, but we feel that we will probably participate in the mainstream only with a four-person traditional car. And we will probably choose a reasonably efficient automobile for our entry. The reason I feel we have a good chance of at the race is that we have a tremendous flexibility. Very soon we'll have a commercially mature product which can be attached to any car. So in the choice of car for the race and the manner how we equip it, the number of motors we can have for the race. We can attach motors to the front wheels as well as the rear wheels if that is cost effective and beneficial as soon as the rules have evolved. So due to that flexibility, I think we have good chances of being placed well in the race. And also I don't think we will have any problems qualifying, because anybody can see that safety-wise, economically, in terms of maturity, a technical maturity will be there at the time.
So you talked about the attaching an axial motor. There must be batteries as well. Where do you put those?
The batteries are placed in the trunk. We are launching our system by offering lead-acid batteries, actually six standard deep cycle batteries, which gives a total capacity of about 100 ampere hours or 7.2 kilowatt hours. But in lead acid batteries, unfortunately, you cannot utilize all that energy. You can economically only draw a lead acid battery down to 50 or even 40% repeatedly without losing recharge cycles. You affect, you age a battery. If you draw it down, even if it's called a deep cycle battery, you waste the battery and destroy the battery fairly quickly. So that means this is a cheap way to get started. The batteries themselves cost only like $500 or $600 over and above the price of the kit. But on the other hand, you cannot expect them to last more than a year or so. So the second alternative we will be offering is lithium ion batteries, and we think we have found a source with a plentiful production capacity of a good proven battery, and we're going to offer that as well.
And that would be roughly the same size pack in terms of kilowatt hours?
No, that would be much smaller. That would be about half the physical size and half the weight. But the price, on the other hand, will be roughly $2,500 for the battery alone, for the battery pack, with the chargers that are required. But still, that battery can be recycled 2,000 times, whereas a lead acid battery, you'll be lucky to get 300 cycles. So you win in terms of life what you pay extra.
And the charging time?
Charging time in a lithium ion battery can be brought very much down. You can charge in like 2 or 3 hours max, whereas in order also to preserve the life of the lead acid battery, you need to charge slowly, and it would usually take 8 hours if you need to charge. So there are several advantages in choosing the lithium ion technology.
Have you guys done any testing with controllers in terms of
We have found that we probably need one controller for each motor. So we need a dual controller system, which can be operated with one set of input controls, but you get two outputs from individual controllers, one to each motor on each side of the car. But since the individual capacity of the controller is lower than one controller handling two motors, the price penalty of doing that is not very high. So far, we are operating the motors as brushless DC motors, which provides a long life and few parts. But there's another way we can do it with an AC. The exact same motor can be run with a three-phase AC controller, but they are not quite available yet for this type of motors.
Let's talk a little bit about business. You guys are actually intending to make this into a product for sale soon.
Yes.
So you have funding, you've got an organization behind you.
We're lucky because we already operate two companies which are producing revenues, and we recently moved our companies. We are actually still in the process of moving to a new location in Shelton, Connecticut, where we'll be having 45,000 square feet of space in a new building. And we are dedicating from the start 15,000, one third of that space, to Paulson Hybrid. So, and that we are tooling up and equipping that part of the space. We have the machine shop in place. We are getting the motor manufacturing module in space, and we will be there pretty soon. And we are in the lucky position. We don't need to get out and get venture capitalists.
Even though they are welcome, right?
Yeah. Well, yes, they are. Okay, we'll always take money if we find it. Yes.
So, yeah, that's great. You guys sound like you're in a great position compared
we hope
to
so.
A lot of other teams.
We hope so.
And what's been to be noted is that we'll manufacture it here. We plan to manufacture it in Connecticut.
In the United States?
Yes, we'll keep it. The manufacturing will be done here. Ulrich is working very hard to simplify the processes. So it's going to be an easy process. You don't need very high qualified workers and can be transferred in locally to different areas of the country.
Yeah.
Great. When do you hope to have the product on the market?
By June.
June this year?
Yeah.
Wow, that's soon. Okay, well, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, thanks. Thank you for your interest.
Okay. Do you guys have a website or contact information?
Yes, PaulsonHybrid.com.
Oh, that's
in one word.
In Manufact, British Promagnetics would be British Promagnetic Groups.
Yeah. That is the name of the group of the three companies, Bridgeport Magnetics Group, and there are several websites also with that and that domain name. We have four or five websites covering various products that the group is putting out.
Very cool.
But PaulsonHybrid.com will do it.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And that was Eric Paulson and Sandu Pescaro of Team Alpha Corps. This is the XPRIZE Cars podcast, and I'm Eric Boyd. If you'd like to learn more about this team or any other team of the Automotive XPRIZE, you can visit my website at xprizecars.com. Thanks for listening.